Good morning. An explosion at a biodiesel plant in La Rioja yesterday afternoon killed at least two workers. The explosion in the municipality of Cara Oro gave way to fire and large plumes of black smoke, but firefighters had the situation under control in 90 minutes, according to the town's mayor. At the time of the blast, a group of Guardia Civil officers specialised in explosives were doing drills in the area, which helped the emergency services quickly access the scene. The workers who died were aged 30 and 41. A group of 250 children were also on a field trip in the area and had to be evacuated. None of them were injured. Whilst authorities are still investigating the cause of the explosion, human error is believed to be a possibility. Parliament yesterday voted to approve a bill that makes consent a key determinant in sexual assault cases, freeing victims of having to prove the violence or intimidation was used against them. The bill, popularly known as Only Yes Means Yes, seeks to tackle the nebulous definition of consent in Spanish law. In the absence of a codified definition, the law had long relied on evidence of violence, resistance or intimidation to decide whether a criminal sexual act had occurred. The new bill defines consent as an explicit expression of a person's will, making it clear that silence or passivity do not equal consent. Non-consensual sex can be considered aggression and subject to prison terms of up to 15 years. The change was heralded by the Equality Minister Irene Montero. The bill includes a raft of other measures, from obliging minors who commit sexual crimes to undergo sex education and gender equality training, through to creating a network of 24-hour crisis centres for sexual assault victims and their family members. And Colombian singer Shakira inched closer to standing trial in Spain for tax fraud after a Barcelona court dismissed an appeal from the singer in a ruling made public yesterday. Prosecutors accused the 45-year-old of defrauding the tax office of around 14.5 million euros on income earned between 2012 and 2014. Prosecutors say she moved to Spain in 2011 when her relationship with FC Barcelona defender Gerard Piqué became public, but maintained official tax residency in the Bahamas until 2015. Her defence team argues she moved to Spain full-time only in 2015 and has met all the tax obligations. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.